Family tree. Before we entered the jungle, my dad asked permission of the spirits who dwell within. Then he closes his eyes to teach me how to listen. Like us, roots anchor them to this island, giving breath, giving strength to reach towards the Pacific sky and blossom. The military uprooted trees with bulldozers, paved the fertile earth with concrete, and planted toxic chemicals and ordinances in the ground. Call us to rise, to surround our family of trees and chant Ahi. No, we do not give you permission. My dad, you know, he spent a lot of time growing up in the jungles, and he taught me the ethics of respect, how to ask permission when you enter the jungle, because we believe that that's where the spirits dwell often, you know, in the deepest parts of the jungle, sometimes within the root of the trees. My father was also in the military, actually. And so he kind of, you know, understands what the military does. So he explained to me the history of the military on Guam. So, you know, that really kind of gave me a background understanding of some of the environmental destruction that militarization has caused and is continuing to cause on their island.
So military destruction isn't new. And there have recently been protests about a new military installation, the firing range, that threatens these sacred trees as well as a wildlife refuge.
So that is currently the plan right now, and part of this area is called Letekban, or also known as Britidian, and it's a wildlife refuge and habitat to various endangered species, as well as a place of many archaeological ruins or artifacts of ancient Chamorro time. And the training will clear about 1,000 acres of limestone forest, and then also restrict access to the refuge so that, you know, people cannot go into the jungle during the firing range, and they cannot access the refuge at certain times. And so the impact is both going to be environmental as well as cultural.
Is there a lot of angst and disquiet about this in Guam?
Yes, there's a lot of anger about this. There's a group called Protege Letekban, and they're currently, you know, raising awareness about the impact of this firing range, as well as there's a petition online that people can sign who, you know, want to protest building the firing range in this location. There's a lot of public outrage as well as activism to help protect this very sacred area.
Is this more serious than other aspects of militarization in Guam, as well as, of course, the other Marianas Islands?
This definitely feels more serious, partly because of the sacredness of the area culturally, as well as the importance of it environmentally, you know, as a refuge and a habitat for endangered species. And it's also, you know, just another example of environmental, you know, devastation that the military has caused on Guam for over 100 years. And this particular military project is one of many that is currently happening right now in the Marianas. And it also feels, you know, like our entire, not only Guam, but the entire archipelago, as well as the ocean surrounding our islands, are being completely militarized in a way that hasn't been done in, you know, this century, really. And so this hyper-militarization is very frightening for people who love the island, you know, for the indigenous Chamorros, for anyone who's involved with environmentalism. It feels like an existential threat right now.
Has the recent noise about the threat from North Korea and potential retaliation from the U.S. seen a change in the mood about militarization in Guam?
Well, definitely it feels that the threats between North Korea and the U.S. and the intensification of that is being used to justify the military buildup in the Marianas. In addition, the fear that it caused with, you know, both the threats of nuclear war as well as the issuing of, you know, how to respond to a nuclear attack, the way to get people to consent to militarization is to make them afraid. And so if we, you know, are truly afraid of nuclear war, we will be less likely to protest the militarization of our island because we'll feel it necessary to defend the island. The protests are intensifying as well because when we see this amount of militarization, the threats, you know, that are happening to our entire archipelago, it's almost like this is the last stand. And if we don't stop this buildup from happening, then it will be too late. Our islands will become only military bases, will become only targets